Kills, thank you for joining us. How are you today? Definitely, definitely, definitely. I'm excited. I don't know about anybody else. I'm like a kid in a candy store, you know. Got an athlete on the show today. And so normally we're chopping up something about the music industry or, I have an author on the show where we're talking about, things in the realm of the political arena or, something like that, or just getting a little inspirational. So I'm excited about today's episode. I really appreciate you joining us. Now, I'm also going to be trying to keep up with the comments from people that are dropping them in. So, that'll be, hopefully that doesn't distract us too much. But again, thank you very much for joining us. So before we really get into a whole series of questions, tell us a little bit about you.
Yes. So I'm Ashanti Broxy, but I go by Skittles on the football field. Everybody, so I prefer Skittles over everything. I am from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm 30 years old, and I got two kids of my own. So,
as opposed to somebody else's?
Yeah. Right. So I have two kids of my own, and I have a, of course, daytime job outside of football. I've been playing football for about 8 years, that's really all I can really say about myself. I've always been athletic, so I'm right at home with playing football.
Okay. Yeah. So is now the league, the WNFC, or WNFC.
WNFC, yeah.
There we go. Now, the league has 13 teams in it currently? Is that?
17.
Okay.
17 across the country.
Okay.
Yes, for sure.
All right.
Yeah, we're here and we're Florida based.
Okay.
Right? So we have women all over coming to Florida trying out. Of course, we're already in season right now.
Okay.
And we're not in pads right now, but of course we're just conditioning, learning the basics, and we're definitely a different breed this season for sure.
Yeah, what's different this season from last year?
I would say our energy.
Okay.
Our belief in each other, like actually believing the next person. Like if I have to step out, I believe the next person coming in for me, she's going to do the same amount of work I'm doing.
Okay.
So
okay.
I think that's a big part. No, there's no drop off on the team.
I can't believe I can't remember the name of the movie right now, but he's like, you want to win, put Bobby in. What is it? Friday Night Lights, I think it was.
Water Boy.
Oh, yeah. So, but yeah, that is something to be able to say that dynamic on the team has changed and that, you can trust, the second string or the third string or, whoever's got to step up to the plate, you can trust them to do what needs to be done. So that's an interesting dynamic that it's changed that way. Very cool. So you've been with the Florida Avengers for how long?
This is our fourth year, because this is their fourth year. Florida Avengers, I would say three.
Okay.
With the league, four.
Okay.
This is the league, four. So Women's National Football Conference. We started out as a different team, but then we migrated away, and then we did a whole new team, a whole new structure.
Okay.
And... yeah, it took us a while to, actually get some stuff together, but this season is definitely it. We made some other changes as well, with leadership and personnel and all that good stuff. So now we're definitely getting up there.
Okay. And have you always played wideout?
So let me tell you something. I couldn't catch a cold.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
And I was a DB. And so, as soon as I got over to DB, I started catching the ball.
Okay.
I started catching the ball for, pick six or anything like that.
Okay.
So yeah, for the last two seasons, last four or five, I have been wide receiver.
Okay, and you led your team last year in receiving yards, right?
I did.
Okay.
I did. My first game was 103 yards.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, until I got hurt. Until I got hurt. Stay hydrated out there, y'all. Teammates, stay hydrated, y'all. So, but until I pulled something in my quad or whatever, but I was out for the rest of the game. I was so close to getting a touchdown, but there was no way I was going back in. No way.
Rough. That's rough. That's that hurt right there.
Yeah,
so
I cried. I was so sad.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Well, I mean, you're going to have plenty of opportunity this year to, you know, make some things happen. I do have to TV timeout for all y'all that are watching the games today. I know they're going on. If you're rooting for anybody other than Bang Bang Niner Gang, we ain't going to be talking this week. All right? I'm just going to let you know. That's it. It's all about the red, black, and gold. So I'm just letting y'all know right now. So just
I'll let you have it. It's your show.
Y'all Philly fans, just shh. Just be quiet. Shh. Not allowed to talk today. It's not your turn. Portia, thanks for dropping in. So what would you say, like, you said you've always been athletic, but what was it that kind of drove you in your adult years to decide to pursue, of all things, tackle football?
Right, so that's actually, it was really interesting at first because when I didn't know anything about it.
Okay.
And I had just had a kid. I was like, 21 at this time. So I was like, man, I need to get back in shape. I'm looking for something. And then I was like, everybody's always telling me, hey, what about lingerie football? And I remember we did have lingerie here in Florida at one time.
Oh, yeah, like, you guys, didn't they call it, they started the lingerie league, then they changed it to what, the fantasy football league or fantasy something to make it a little more family friendly or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
At that time I was like, man, I don't think I can do all that. I gotta cover up. I can't do it. So I kept looking. I kept scrolling because I'm like, no, I don't have the heart. So I looked and it said Jacksonville football. And I was like, what? And so I clicked the link and it said Jacksonville women's tackle. And I've read the script and all that good stuff. They had been here for 20 years.
Really?
And I had no idea. I'm like, where have I been this whole time? Because I probably would have been playing as soon as I hit 18.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, and I'll remember it till this day. It was called 9A and Ben Meadows Park. Now it's called Fort Family Park.
Okay.
I'll never forget. I went there. And I tried out. It was a whole bunch of us. And I made the team. And that was my first
You sound year so round. Surprised. Like, I made the team?
I made the team. Because, you know, you see in the movies, like, you see a whole bunch of people. Are they really making cuts? Or are they just keeping what they got?
Right, right.
You know? So I was like, man. And I didn't know anything about football. I didn't play. Like, I played two-hand touch. Like you mentioned earlier, I played two-hand touch, of course, in elementary school, middle school, high school,
mm-hmm.
but never tackle. If it was, it was by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
when I first suited up, it was a breath of fresh air, and it came so natural to me. So ever since then, I've been hooked.
Okay, okay. You said, you know, I suited up. I think it's interesting when I hear athletes talk about that, being a combat vet, you know, you suit up, right? You throw everything on, but it's like that's your war zone, so to speak.
Yeah.
So in preparation for a game, how do you prepare? What goes through your mind? What are those, like, you know, 30 minutes prior to a game, 10 minutes when you hit the field, what's that process?
You're giving me the jitters. I'm ready to go right now. I got jitters. No, but so the night before, I definitely eat pasta or some chicken with my pasta. Cajun chicken pasta, to be exact, from Chili's.
Oh, okay. Very specific.
I must, and a piece of garlic bread, I must have that before the game, the night before.
Okay.
The day of, the morning of, I will will do like my protein shakes. I'll eat a couple of protein bars. I take all that in, hydrate all week, and then that morning I'll try to hydrate as much as I can.
Okay.
And then like 30 minutes later, like I'm like, no one talked to me.
Okay.
No one talked to me. You better put your pads on. You better put your tape on, because I'm doing the same thing, but I have my earbuds in. I don't talk to anybody. I just get in the zone.
Okay.
And 30 minutes, I pray. I make sure I pray, because there's a lot of people that get hurt, you know? Mm-hmm. And I do this for a lot of reasons. I do it for people who can't do it anymore, who thought about doing it, but is scared. So I do it for myself, my kids, you know? So I make sure I pray, and I make sure I'm in the right mental space, because, you know, everybody's going through something. So leave that at the gate.
We lost you. Are you back? There you are. Nope. Maybe not. There you are.
I'm so sorry. Can you hear me?
I can now. You cut out a little bit, but... Oh, you cut out again. We're losing you. Give her a second to get back on. I'm not sure what's going on here, but... For those of you that are tuning in and aren't familiar with the league, you know, these women that are out there playing and putting in this time, putting in this effort, like she said, she's got a job outside, you know, of football, and, you know, a life outside of football. It's not, you know, like they're getting stroked these, you know, million-dollar checks and deals and stuff to come out and play the game. They are making the sacrifice themselves to come out and play and make a difference and make that time. Yeah, we're gonna give her a little bit here and see what happened. But oh, you're back. Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. my mom was calling me. But mommy's up.
No worries at all. But no, I was, you know, I was telling them about the, you know, the fact that y'all that make the, you know, you're playing for the team. I mean, your silhouette says it's all good. Porsche technology, gotta have it. You guys that are playing for the teams, it's not like this is your full-time job, bread and butter. You know, you are still have to support yourself. You're making this decision to kind of take this on, and in often cases are, in a way, the teams are financing themselves. You guys are doing it because you love the sport. You know, so that's something that is, for me, inspiring. You know, that type of thing. But you were saying before the game you pray, because, you know, people end up getting hurt, and that's when your mama called. I think she was trying to tell you to stay hydrated and not get hurt.
Yes. No, but of course I do a little bit of warm up. I try not to stretch because I don't want to pull anything. But I'll just make sure I make, you know, my pre-workout, give myself an extra boost. And then we do our warm-ups, of course. We'll go out there and do our warm-up, and I jam out, and I'm really just in the zone. Like, I black out.
Okay.
Nothing else. I don't see anything else. I don't hear anything else. I'm just waiting on the whistle.
Okay. So what is it that inspires you each day to be better, to keep pushing, to what is it that drives you every day?
I heard you. I'm so sorry about this. So, what inspires me, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, correct. So, I'm my worst enemy.
Okay.
And I am in competition with no one else. I'm my competition, myself. So, I'm so hard on myself. So, I'll give my, if I feel like a rep is not good enough, I must do it until I feel like it's to the highest standard that I can perform in.
Okay.
As far as inspiration, I was telling you, like, my, you know, my kids. But then this year I had to refocus that a little bit.
Okay.
And know my actual why. Like, you know, we ask each other, what's your why? Why do you play football?
Mm-hmm.
I play football for multiple reasons. I want to, you know, release frustration. I want to actually do something for myself, you know, because as a mom, I'm doing this for these kids, for my kids. I have to make sure they're fed, obviously, and, you know, make sure their homework's done, all this good stuff. Make sure they stay alive, you know?
No, yeah, definitely.
You know? Yeah, so this is just really, you know, for me, and then, like I said, before, like, it's really bigger than me. I want the exposure. I want younger women to come on, and, because I'm getting older, I'm 30 now, so I want the next woman to come in that's younger than me, fill that spot, because one day I'll probably be either a coach or a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
To them, with my kids, even my kids, if they decide to play, you know, rugby, football, I want them to be, to look back and be like, you know, my mom did it, so I can do it too.
Right.
Other women, there's women my age, they're just like, oh no, I probably couldn't do that. Well, come on and try it, you mm-hmm. know? Let me be an advocate for you and tell you that, yes, you can do it, as long as you have a can-do attitude. You know?
Right.
So that's what inspires me to keep doing this, because okay. I have the ability to do it right now.
Okay. All right. Portia says, you knowing your why is important for anything, and I think that's very, very true. What your why, your reason, and like you said, as much as it's about, you know, yeah, my kids, but it's also got to be about me. Like, you know, even one thing that I've learned, my son's 19, and I have kind of learned that as much as I want to do for him, if I don't do for me, I'm not going to be valuable to him, because I'm not doing anything to sustain myself. So if you're not doing something to pour into your own cup, you can't pour out. Eventually you're going to be empty, even where your own loved ones are concerned. So that's very important. I'm glad that you pointed that out. So what does consistency look like to you? When you think of the word consistency, what image is in your mind at that point? What thought comes to mind?
My word of the year last year was consistency.
Okay.
Consistency. Yeah. So in my job, you have to be consistent every day.
Okay.
Every day, or something's going to be off. Your metrics are going to be off. So I had trouble with that last year. So my goal was to be consistent every day. If not, a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my motto. That was my motto. But especially with gym. Last year, when I pulled my calf, that's what it was, my calf. When my calf wasn't really working the first couple of games,
mm-hmm.
it was because I wasn't really hydrating. I wasn't being consistent with drinking water. I wasn't being consistent with hitting the gym.
Okay.
I wasn't consistent with doing cardio. This season is complete. I feel a complete difference with my body, and it's because it's discipline. So I changed, instead of consistency, I changed it to discipline.
Okay.
Even on the days I don't want to, that's the day I go. Because all I'm going to do is stay home and go through my IG or my Facebook and watch other people work out, when I could have been at the gym creating my own content. So that's all I'm going to do anyway. So it's about discipline. That's what consistency looks like for me.
Okay.
Now, especially I have a hard problem with procrastination as well, so that kind of goes into it, where I'm thinking about, oh, I probably should drink some water, and then I'll be like, no, I'll just drink it later. No, if I think of it right then and there, I need to do it.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So what? Now, do you feel like tackle football, women's tackle football specifically, like that? I don't necessarily want to say that there's a stigma that has to be overcome, but it's not very widely known. Like, if you're not in the circle, you don't know that it's really a thing. It's kind of what it seems like to me. Like, when I was telling people about the league and the team over the course, especially this last week, you know, people are like, wait a minute, there's a what? You know, type of thing. And even in Jacksonville, people I talk to, there's like, wait a minute, we have a team? You know, because, I mean, you know, living down there in Duval, if there's something in Duval, from Duval, that just because Duval, they get behind it, you know, oftentimes. Yep. And, you know, that was really a big reaction that I got a lot from a lot of people is there's a what? How many teams? Really? They, you know, and like, and then, you know, showing some of the pictures of, you know, ladies on the field and you guys at the games and in uniform. And it was, you know, that there's a signing day and that there's, you know, recruitment and tryouts and, you know, that it was really shocking to a lot of people, you know, because it was like, oh, it doesn't just look like some, you know, backwoods, you know, like mesh jerseys and like, nah, it's on point, you know. And so do you feel that trying to generate that awareness has been difficult?
Well, not anymore.
Okay.
I would say because now we're evolving a lot more. We're getting the exposure a lot more now. But like, I would say my fourth year into playing football, when I would tell people, hey, I play football, they're just like, you play flag. I said, no, I play tackle. I have tackle and a helmet.
He said, and a helmet.
lingerie. I said, no. I am fully clothed. No. It's full tackle. So, but now, we still get it nowadays. Like, mm-hmm. I was just out with my team that we used to go to Graffiti Burger out there at the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a motorcycle club, and we have, of course, our gear on, and they're just like, hey, who are you guys? And I'm like, yeah, we're the Florida Avengers. I was like, oh, okay, what do you guys do? And they're just, we tell them, we're a women's tackle football team here in Florida. They're just like, wow, mm-hmm. Where do you play? Literally 5 minutes up from here at Fletcher. They're just like, oh, my God, we got to catch a game. So we meet a lot of people. They're just like, wow, you guys look great. Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Florida Avengers, women's football tackle team. And they're just like, what? That's amazing. So it's not anymore. Like, we used to get like laugh. People would laugh at us. Well, me, you know, because I'm 150 pounds. I'm 5'4". I'm little. So when I say I'm playing ball with some ballers, and they're just like, oh, you're not really playing.
Y'all just get together at the park.
You take it with a grain of salt. Matter of fact, there's your inspiration right there. Okay, now I got to prove to you.
Okay. Okay.
That I'm out here falling for real.
So what things do you as yourself as an athlete or as a team, what do you guys do in the community? Are you active in the community? Do you try to be? Do you, you know, or do you just kind of do your thing?
Yeah, I mean, we are active in our community as much as possible. I actually just came from, trying to get a good understanding of what I would need to do when I sign up to do events.
Mm-hmm.
So it's out east Jaxie. We're going to start doing some driving around when people go to like concerts down here, mm-hmm. at the arena and stuff. And that kind of helps out. That lets people know, that gives us a chance to tell people who we are, because of course we're going to wear our gear, and that's more exposure for us as well. As far as some other, opportunities that we took about a month or so ago, we did Let's Move Jacksonville.
Okay.
And that's where we get a whole bunch of kids over. Like, we have vendors, of course, but we have kids that come in. We did a whole session on stage where we did a warm-up for the kids, and all the kids got together.
Okay.
And they warmed up before they went to each vendor to work out or play their game.
Okay.
So we're active.
Very cool.
That's one of the things that we do.
And I'm assuming that's kind of a league mentality. It's not just like isolated to your team, you know, that you know, the league itself is kind of got that mentality as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Very cool. So what advice would you give somebody that's thinking about maybe wanting to play, wanting to try, wanting to see what it's like?
Someone actually reached out to me in Mississippi.
Okay.
Because they saw my profile on IG, and they're just like, you know, this can you tell me, like, what's some good advice? I would say, and pretty much the same thing I told her, if you're serious, because we got some ballers in this league, if you're serious, start working out, start doing your cardio, start hydrating. I've said that 3 times on this on this video. I'm so serious about hydrating. Start hydrating and hitting the gym. And then when you're ready, go in with a can-do attitude. Don't compare yourself to nobody. Just be in competition with yourself.
Okay.
Not at war with yourself. Just be in competition at yourself. You know, and if you mess up 100%.
Okay.
Go out 100% if you're going to mess up, and then have short-term memory, and then go and redo it, and then ball out.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I would say.
Black Silhouette says, he says, hashtag hydrate.
Yeah, please. So, that's my hashtag for.
So what is a usual practice for you look like? Like as a team, you know, how do you guys feed off of each other? Do you feed off of each other? Are there kind of, you know, the key people, you know, on the team, or y'all just kind of bear the burden together?
Feed off of each other?
Yeah, right? Like during practice, like how you're pushing each other in practice. Yeah.
Yeah. So in practice, that's why I'm like this. I literally just got out of practice. So, if you're coming in with good energy, like I said, we have some really good energy. There hasn't been any bad energy yet. But we come in, you fall out. Of course, if you know what you're doing, go first. And that kind of helps. And if you're going to go first, set the tone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that kind of trips the person behind you. So like, okay, I have to come in with that type of intensity. And it's like a ripple effect.
Okay.
So that's pretty much how we feed off each other. And then if you're needing a little bit more guidance, then of course we're going to coach you up because we have lines, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to coach you up in the line because, of course, it's not always the coach's job. There's coaches and players too. So we do that as far as feeding off each other.
Okay.
And the energy is so high.
Okay. What would you say the strongest aspect of your game is? The strongest aspect of your game?
The aspect of our game?
No, of your game in particular, your athleticism, your strength as an athlete, what would you say it is?
Oh, I would say this season I'm really working on being more powerful and being more intense.
Okay.
Instead of going through the motions, and now I'm learning why I'm doing something. It's more I strike first.
Okay.
It's more, okay, you better strike first, because it's about that first hit. Are you going to set the tone, or are you going to let her set the tone?
Okay.
And it ain't going to be her.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, like we were talking, somebody's, okay, like we were talking, somebody's got to be at the top of the mountain. It might as well be me, you know, so, okay. Now, with that, you know, being on the field, you know, the amount of time that you have been playing, the amount of time that you have been, is there any moment that's, like, seared in your memory, so to speak, or, like, that favorite moment at this point in your professional football career? Good or bad?
Okay, I'll give you both. So, I would say my worst would be, I think it was my first year playing. It was my first year playing, and then we were dropping like flies due to like injuries and all that. So I was running back, and I'm like this big at that time. So I'm like this big now, but like I was this big back then, but. I was running, and I didn't, like I said, I didn't know the why behind why run through this gap.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know what a gap was. So,
okay.
So all I was told was just hold on to the ball and run up. And I did, and I got trucked right here.
Okay.
Because I stood straight up, and that was the worst thing ever. I bounced up because you're not, I'm get up real quick, but you're not going to know.
So I ain't no punk.
I had a mark on my chest right here for like 2 years.
Oh, wow.
So I would say that was the worst for me. The best is I love scoring. I love scoring, but no. This team, and we're working hard. But this team here that we played in Atlanta it was a home game, and then I ran a slant route and I caught it, and then I ran for a touchdown. No flag, no nothing, thank God.
Just textbook, just crisp.
I ran for a touchdown, and it felt so good.
Okay.
It felt really good.
Okay. Would you say that you...
Okay,
that's cool. Would you say you guys have a rival team at this point, or...
Rival? Everybody is a rival. No.
They all we're scrubs.
We're a rival. No. For the Florida Avengers, not really a rival.
Okay.
I wouldn't say so. Not really. I mean, yeah, we got our, like, man, I would say our ACL team, or, you know, the league's ACL team, or Alabama.
Okay.
I would say more so those two. Not really rival, but it's more so, it matters to us more, like, okay, we gotta do something.
Are they the closest to you out of the other teams?
Yeah. Yeah, those are the two closest right there.
Okay.
Alabama and Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, very cool. So, any secret talents? Any secret talents?
Talents? I can juggle.
Can you really?
Yeah, I learned that in, like, grade.
Oh, wow.
I can juggle. I think that's it. Like, I
mean, you say that's it. Like, it's, you know, it's so common, but, I don't think I've met anybody that can juggle.
Well, yeah, I think if you're coordinated, I think.
Listen, I tell people all the time. So when I first moved to Florida, I'm a big hockey fan, football fan, not so much basketball. But when I was working, especially this one particular collection agency I was working at, my whole team, they were huge basketball fans. And, you know, they were trying to get me into basketball. And I was like, listen, you all watch some hockey, I'll watch some basketball. And somebody asked me, like, Gary, why don't you like basketball? Listen, I'm short and fat. I'm good for maybe a 10-yard burst. That's why all I ever played was football. I'm not this back and forth, up and down the court. Nah, that's not me, man. 10-yard burst, give me a couple seconds to reset and do it again. Because, nah, I didn't run. Yeah. Listen, I didn't run when I was getting shot at in Iraq. I'm too fat to be running now. It ain't going to happen. So... My brother says juggling demo or it didn't happen. So would you say playing football has helped you overcome other areas in your life, like other struggles that you've had to face? And how so?
Yeah. Absolutely. On anything.
Okay.
It feels like I can take on anything. I don't really doubt myself anymore. Like, past few years, it's just like, it has taught me to be comfortable in an uncomfortable situation.
Okay.
And that translates into work as well. I'm excelling at work. And that's because I put myself in uncomfortable positions.
Okay.
And then I learned how to make it to the point where it is comfortable. So I would say football has done that. It's made me so much stronger as well. Because to be honest, if, like I said, I'm athletic. I've always have been. So, I mean, without football, if I wasn't playing a sport, I probably wouldn't be so consistent in the gym.
Okay.
I just think of it like if, you know, the world was coming to an end. I got two kids. I got to be able to carry both of them. So,
right.
You know, so it just feels like it just gives me that strength to be like, you know what, go do this. Not just for football, but because you want to take one trip from the car and getting groceries all the way in.
Mm-hmm.
So, one trip, one and done, you know. So, I would, just little stuff like that.
Okay. Groceries. I miss Publix. I miss Publix. I miss the hot wings, the Hawaiian roll, and the sweet tea. But anyway, listen, right now it's like overcast and half snow, sleet. I miss Florida right now. So with that being said, talk to us a little bit about just the upcoming season. What's kind of on the table? When's opening day? When's the beginning of the season for you guys? Where's home field? That kind of thing. Give us the deets. Or
I'm sorry.
hang up on us.
I'm so sorry. It's my mother.
That's okay. We can still hear you at this point. There you go.
It's my mom. I'm sorry.
That's
Okay.
fine.
I'm gonna go this and we're gonna see my mom. No, so woo, I'm super excited. So our first game, opening day, April 1st,
April
against
1st.
Tennessee Trojans.
Okay.
It's their first game, first season this year,
Okay.
and they get to come here. We're gonna play at Fletcher High School, and it's gonna be at 7 o'clock. And we're working big on defense.
Okay.
We're working because the past few years we've been working big on offense. This year we're working real, real, real big on defense. And I'm so excited. I can't wait to see. I'm actually a fan of the Trojans. I follow them and I see what they're doing. They're working out. They look good.
Okay,
That's
okay.
great. But I and I'm
But
so excited for
their
them to
very first game, you guys just gonna slap them.
But hey, we've been working too. We've been putting in work too, man. I can't wait. We're gonna be on the if you guys of course, we're here in Florida. Cannot make it. We stream on the Vire Network. It's an app. It's a VYRE Network, and that's an app. And you can just type in WNFC, which is our league, and then all the games will come up.
VYRE Network. I just put it in the comments.
Vire, yeah. V as Victor, Y as Yankee, R as Romeo, E as Echo.
Okay. All right, awesome. Yeah, so those of you that are watching or watching live or coming in and watching the recording, go ahead and download that app so you can keep up and follow the team. So how else can people get involved in supporting? Where do they need to go to purchase tickets if they want to purchase tickets? Talk to us a little bit about that. Plug the team. Okay. But if they at least get to the FloridaAvengers.com, they can find the Support Us link. So Thomas just asked, he said, where did the name Florida Avengers come from? Okay. My brother and I are we're comic book nerds, so that's definitely you know, something was like, where'd that come from? So that's
and I love me some Avengers, man. Oh, man. So I was just like, yes, let's just stick with Avengers.
So he said, who's equivalent to the Hulk and who's Thor on the team? Those are two of his favorites.
Ooh, there's a lot. Oh, man, the Hulk. My girl, Rose is Hulk. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I would say that.
Very cool. Well, you know, I really appreciate it. I know that, you know, as the podcast, we're going to be sponsoring, you know, this upcoming season. So Reflections is going to be a sponsor. Want to encourage anybody that's watching as well. So one of the things that I wanted to do, we want to raise money for some season tickets that can be donated and to some individuals that maybe for whatever reason can't get them themselves. I mean, the season tickets are $30 for the season tickets. It's 3 home games, correct? Next interview, I need a whole team to be assigned their comic book heroes. Well, actually, we were talking before we started the podcast about getting several members of the team together at the same time. So maybe that will be a conversation that we could have if we're able to make that happen. So we wanted to raise, you know, at least enough money, you know, as a podcast. So those of you that are out there watching, listening, if you're interested in donating and helping, at least 10 tickets. And individual games, if you were to go to the game and purchase them, if I remember correctly, were $15 a piece. Whereas the season tickets are, you can purchase them for $30. So we wanted to do 10. That's $300, you know, as the podcast that we wanted to raise and donate. And I was sharing that idea with another friend of mine, and without hesitation, before I even got the idea out of my mouth, he was like, well, I'll give you $100. He's like, so there's 3 tickets and $10 towards a fourth already. So we are a third of the way there already with the $300 that I would like to for us to donate and to be able to help the team, help Skittles, help you know, the league, and then help individuals. Because, like I said, $30, you first hear it, a lot of us are like, ah, it's $30. But $30 is a lot for some people. And if all it takes...
LA.
Yeah, if all it takes is, you know, $30 for me to inspire, you know, someone to decide to go ahead and try out and put some pads on and make a difference in their life, that's worth $30 to me. You know, and if you can't do $30 and you want to just donate $5, $1, you know, whatever the case may be, we're just looking to come up with $30, however that happens. 300 people donate $1, cool. If 10 people donate $30, cool. I don't really care where it comes from. I just want to be able to be a blessing to the team, to the players, and, you know, to hopefully a future fan as well. So if you guys are on board with that, let us know at Reflections. You can drop it in the comment. You can send me a message on Facebook, Instagram, email, whatever. But we definitely want to make that happen. First game's April 1st, so we definitely want to have it by mid-March at the absolute latest. I would like to be able to... Keisha, thanks for dropping that in the comments, the comment section, the link there for the Support Us page. You know, we as Reflections want to be able to donate that as well. So hopefully by mid-February we can have it done, hopefully sooner. I mean, hopefully by the end of the day. I get a couple phone calls and they're like, hey, we're going to do this. If we raise more, it's all going to go towards the team and towards tickets so we can donate them to get people in the stands and get them exposed to something that could be life-changing to them. Whether a fan, whether, you know, they decide to be, you know, they're inspired enough to be a future player. You know, and with 17 teams in the league across the country, they don't have to just play where they're at. Maybe it'll give them an opportunity to travel somewhere new, you know? So, yeah. I mean, you know, I look at all those aspects, when I do things like that, and, we are at Reflections. We're definitely behind you as a player, definitely a fan of Skittles and your brand, and, are looking forward to the season. I know I am, You know, so I'm excited. I got my jersey on the way. I got a jersey coming, and little birdie told me it's going to get autographed. So I'm stoked about that. I can't wait till I get that. But not only do they have, the Adidas replica teams, I think you have like 2 more days to get those specific jerseys. But then they have a special drop. I think it was called Her City is what the drop is. So he said, I need my merch. That's right, Black Silhouette. Get your merch. That's what we're talking about. Ty, thanks for dropping in. Ty says, let's get it, people. We can make this happen. $300 is nothing if we work together. And really, we only need 200 more. We only need 200 more. Also, if you are interested in sponsoring Skittles and sponsoring the Florida Avengers, that support us page, you'll have details there. You can contact us directly. You can contact her. And what are your socials?
my Instagram is SK, let's see if I can remember this, SKITT_LEZ24.
And why the 24?
24. Yeah, just 24, 24.
Right. Why 24? Y24, for those that don't know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, her number's 24.
Yeah. Not number 24, yeah, just 24, I think.
Okay.
Facebook is Ashanti B, and that's spelled out B-E-E, like Buzz or Bumble, whichever one.
My brother dropped a hashtag talking about hashtag Skittles for the win.
Yes. So thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys tuning in. You know, Skittles, thank you so much for joining us. I'm definitely going to be in touch with you as soon as we raise the money. Like I said, we've already got 200 of the 300. If we can shoot for more, we'll definitely shoot for more. Definitely want to be able to get those donated. Like I said, there's that nonprofit out there for young women. I think that would be a perfect spot. You know, get them involved as well. But thank you so much. Anything else you want to add before we go?
Nope. Just we'll see you April 1st. Stay in tune. You better get into it.
All right, all right.
That's my logo for the rest of the season. Get into it.
Okay. Okay. Skittles for the win. I'm definitely, I'm excited. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully we can do it again. Hopefully you're not a stranger after this. You know, like to have you on as a regular guest, especially throughout the season. You know, keep us updated on what's going on. We can hear about all the big touchdowns and big plays you make and the big things that your team does as a whole. So definitely excited about that. Thank you all very much for tuning in. Again, get in contact with us in reference to, you know, if you want to be part of that $300 donation, you know, hit me up, message me, email me, and we will make that happen. Again, that FloridaAvengers.com/support us. You can go on there for other opportunities to sponsor and support the team. And also there's a link on their page for the merch as well. So you can get the jerseys and you can customize the jerseys too, as far as names, numbers, that kind of thing. So pretty stoked. They have other gear too. There's other merch on there too as well. So I'm excited. I'm excited for the season. Thank you so much for joining and being a guest. I appreciate it. All y'all tuning in, thank you so very much. We appreciate it. Go follow the team. Stay up on them. Get into it. And, you know, so they can have a big year and a big season. And again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Definitely appreciate it. And as always, I'll pray for you. Y'all pray for me. We'll catch you next time on Reflections.